Good morning. It's 8:17 a.m. on Tuesday. I think that makes it the 10th of October. It does indeed. It's a frosty morning. Official temperature in Greeley is 28. It's 34 at my house. I kind of split the difference. I think the house is a little warmer, so it colors the thermometer reading. Let's see if I can put this back in my pocket. Just need to put my gloves back on. I'm not exactly in full winter kit today, but I did break out the long johns. I'm wearing my parka and my fleece hood. I can push back the parka hood at the moment, I think. Yes, that's better. Walking in the shade, it's pretty cold. Walking in the sun is pretty nice. There's the definite scent of wood smoke in the air. Please leave sign, okay. My hips are sore this morning from walking yesterday, I'm pretty sure, because I was walking hard yesterday trying to get back. I had to hang my coat in the shower. It was soaked. But what a beautiful morning. Oh my gosh. There's still a little bit of snow here and there, tucked away in protected pockets. There's snow on this roof over here, for example, where it was protected from the afternoon sun. The sun did come out yesterday. The temperature went up a little bit. Almost all the snow has melted. The colors are gorgeous this morning. It's a lot more red. Some orange here and there. It's quite beautiful. Luckily, it didn't get as cold as it said it was going to last night. Car going to make a turn here on this intersection. It's a lot easier for me to wait than it is for him to block traffic, so I just assume he move. So yeah, they were talking about like 22 overnight, but I don't think it got down to much below 26. Oh, and I ate the frog this morning. I did 1,000 words. I didn't play. Just did 1,000 words this morning. Got up, had my toast of peanut butter. Caught up a little bit on my news feed and then dug in. It wasn't the fastest 1,000 words I've ever written, but it was 1,000 words. So after breakfast, I got the opportunity to write some more. And while that's true every day, the write some more is not always the case. Hips. did overdue yesterday. Just about. Just about. Sun feels so good. Walking through a little patch of sunlight now. It's bright, but it feels great. Doesn't seem to be a cloud in the sky. It's a deep blue overhead. Sparkling like a jet off in the distance, way up high. It's probably headed down to DIA. I don't know which runways are open, and maybe going down to circle around and come back from the south. Good morning. With a couple of dogs. Dogs look very interested this morning. They're prancing around, sniffing the air. Well, on the inside of the sidewalk is sniffing everywhere she goes by. Frost on a lot of leaves. Some places like this little bush here behind, it's underneath a big spreading pine tree, so it still looks green and lush. The ones on either side of it that are not protected are red and frost covered. This big drift of wisteria is looking a little frosty as well. Ah, Lord love a duck. Whew. That 18-minute mile yesterday was more than I probably should have taken on. That wasn't my intent to be so fast, but more of an imperative to keep from freezing. Although, in honesty, it's colder today than it was yesterday. It's just with the overcast and the snow, it felt much colder. Come on, people, get over. See a fire truck off in the not very far distance. There's a fire station about. 200 yards west of me here, so. Eastern Tern is going to make things much warmer. I feel so on my face. Feels great. Frost and the remaining pockets of snow will not last long with that sun beating down like that, I assure you. Somebody pruned this tree off. Say it with me. I'm post. Jeez, I hope the wood smoke I was smelling was not a house fire. They seem to be moving off into the distance, so it's not like it's someplace local. Gloves off. I think I can unzip the coat. Yes. Push the hood back. There. It's a little better. The sun is heating up this fence right here, and there's apparently frost on the other side of it because there's great plumes of steam rising off it. They show up very plainly because they're backlit by the sun and against a darker shadowed gray. The house. It's very striking. And yes, it's covered with frost. The weather report earlier said that it was freezing fog, but I don't have any reason to doubt the weather report, but it doesn't look like there was a lot of freezing fog immediately in the vicinity. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, tomorrow morning I'm going to get the kid over to Windsor. I'll be able to get my walk in. I have to be at Windsor at 8:45. I suppose if I went at 7, I could probably manage it. Getting myself motivated to get out at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, the sun is barely up. I have to make a grocery run today. I'm out of peanut butter, I'm out of peanuts. I have to make another little run down to the store. It's probably going to be a prescription or two to pick up as well. Your train was a long way off. Oh. It's very fall. The colors are spectacular. Some of them are kind of subdued. This is a tree here that's kind of lost a lot of its leaves and frostburned some that are left. But it's generally, the whole vista is just pond has got a little steam rising off it. Lovely, lovely morning. My beard is dripping. It's wet. Oh, that's odd. Here's that girl. This one is back again. I came out this morning, there's a woman sitting in a little white car here by this tree. She's went over, took my picture, and then stopped to post it, and she drove away. Now she's back. Should be almost time for the bus, I think. I tell you, I'm glad to be back. My hips are glad that I'm almost ready to sit down again. As I'm getting old, a couple of days. But right now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.